Let us pray. Holy Spirit, come upon us in this moment and lift us up through Christ to the Father. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight. O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Imagine with me our gospel reading this morning. Across the Kidron Valley, the Son of David rides. The crowds of dancing pilgrims surround him, behind, before, and beside. Their shawls and cloaks muffle his donkey's tread on the old road. The clear clip-clop, clip-clop, clip-clop has turned into the dull thup-thup, thup-thup, thup-thup. The King is coming. The King is coming. And the Passover pilgrims shout and sing the Hallel Psalms, David's Hallelujah Psalms for David's son. It is a procession of sweating, jostling, happy people, drunk on the hope of a king who will change their lives, finally set the world right. The King is coming. The King is coming. And at the boundaries of reality, just beyond sight, others join the throng. Strange celestial monsters with thousands of twinkling eyes spin in and out of the procession. The palms are bending low their branches, offering their foliage for the coming king, as the throne guardians swoop among the crowd with crisscrossed wings. There, at the edge of sight. For the King is coming. The King is coming. The archangel sounds the trumpet, and Jerusalem shakes and trembles. Who is this King with banners so bright? It is Jesus of Nazareth. The prophet, comes the antiphonal reply. The King is coming. The King is coming. And straight to the temple he rides, his face set like flint. He climbs the steps. The children surround him like little monkeys, hooting, twirling miniature apes. Hosanna to the Son of David! Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest! The King is coming! The King is coming! The first table is a study in organization. The foul Roman coins are stacked to the left in precise rows of drachma and denarii. Caesar's shiny silver head peers off the top of the stacks. To the right, piles of Tyrian shekels offer proper coinage for the temple tax, a half shekel per male. A temple official oversees the exchange rates that fluctuate according to his mood and his particular needs on the day. His pockets jingle suspiciously. The King is coming! The King is coming! Shout the children. And Jesus flips over the table. Caesar's visage bounces, and Tyrian shekels roll across the marble floor. The second table is a flutter of coos, feathers, and bird droppings. Proper, clean, priest-approved doves peer from the stacks of wicker cages leaned against the back wall. The King is coming! The King is coming! The little children continue to shout as Jesus flips over the second table. He smashes open the cages and the doves burst upward into the blue sky. And the King speaks searing honesty. It is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. The King is coming! The King is coming! Sisters and brothers, the season of Advent is upon us. And if you're anything like me, you may be forgiven for having to take a double take at our gospel reading this morning. Isn't this Advent, the lead up to Christmas? And we read about Palm Sunday. Isn't that like Easter? I'm a little confused. Why Palm Sunday for the first season in Advent? The King is coming. The King is coming. Advent is about the return of Jesus, the coming King. And Palm Sunday is a picture of that future, an image, an icon of the last day. It is the great image of Yahweh returning to Mount Zion. It is the apocalypse, the end of all things. It is the advent of the King, the coming near of the King to take his throne in Jerusalem. It is the day of the Lord when some shout, "Hosanna in the highest!" And others shake and tremble. Literally, that's what it says in the original language of Jerusalem. Trembled as he came near. It shook as he came near. For this is the day of joy, but also the day of judgment, the day of parade and the day of table flipping. The King is coming. The King is coming. The future's parade begins today. We hear the muffled clip-clops on Earth's old road. We smell the pilgrim sweat. We wave the green fronds ourselves. We taste the psalms on our lips. Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. The King is coming. The King is coming. And finally, he will set right the world. He will set right my life. St. Paul foresees this grand parade. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the archangel's call, and with the sound of the trumpet. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we always be with the Lord. It is a moment of Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. The Lord will come a second time. He will raise the dead, and we will throng him in parade and Hosanna joy to his throne. And we will be with him forever. Finally, a King to set the world right, a King to set our lives right. Profound joy that sends the universe reeling in its own delight. For he cometh to judge the earth, and with righteousness to judge the world, and the peoples with his truth. But that means it is also a moment of heart searching for all of us as Jesus begins to set our lives right. Jerusalem shakes, after all. Behold, he is coming with the crowds, writes St. John. And every eye will see him, and everyone who pierced him, and all tribes of the earth will wail on account of him. King Jesus climbs the steps to the temple, his body, his church, us. And as he strides toward the tables, we realize that we are not only the ones shouting, "Hosanna in the highest!" But we are also the ones changing money and selling doves in the outer courts. We have tables in our lives that need to be flipped. Jesus speaks searing honesty to us. It is written, "My house shall be called a house of prayer, but you have all made it a den of thieves." The King is coming. The King is coming. Joy, but also judgment. And judgment begins in the house of the Lord. On the day of the Lord, the King purges his church first. This is why we read the litany this morning, confessed our sins at the very beginning of Advent. This is why we will read in a few moments the dread-filled exhortation right after the prayer for the whole state of Christ's church. Because the King is coming. The King is coming. And he enters our lives to flip the tables of coin and dove that don't belong. What tables have you set up in your heart this morning? What crooked ways of living have you let slide this past year? What crooked ways of living have I let slide this past year? What doves have you been hawking in this sacred place? What doves have I been hawking in this sacred place? This morning, the first Sunday in Advent, Jesus invades St. Stephen's and begins to flip over tables. He sends Arterian shekels flying, not for damnation, but for our salvation. You see, judgment now is good news. Jesus comes here every Sunday to prepare us for his second coming, his advent. He comes through bread and wine by the power of the Holy Spirit to flip our tables, to purge us of the things that keep us out of communion with God, that keep us out of true prayer. Every Eucharist service is the day of judgment and joy, the day of tables flipped, but also the day of communion restored with the Most High. The King is coming. The King is coming. And he comes to save the world. He comes to save us. And that is good news. That is gospel. And will you lean into that gospel? Will you accept the table flipping this morning? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.